Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests that I'd like to introduce you to, Michael Mausbach, Jeff Budd, and Andrew Gallagher. Thank you three for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Michael is the Program Support Specialist at UAS here in Sitka. Andrew Gallagher is the AmeriCorps Outreach Coordinator here at UAS Sitka, and Jeff Budd is the College to Career Coordinator also here at UAS Sitka. And we're here to talk a little bit about a Title III grant that's sort of coming to the end, Michael, you were telling me earlier, but also this program called College to Career Program. So maybe we can start, Michael, with this Title III grant. Tell us a little bit about that, how long you've had it, what it does.
Yeah, definitely a good way to wake up on a Monday morning is a breakdown of a federal grant. So our grant is a Title III grant. So as I just mentioned, it is a federal grant through the U.S. Department of Education. And so we're entering our final year, and one facet of our grant is this kind of college to career readiness programming. And so we've done a number of things related to developing student services, and our grant is largely focused on working with historically marginalized student populations. And so we've conducted a number of outreach trips around the region, trying to connect with our rural students or develop some of our online offerings just to increase access and accessibility. And so moving forward with our career programming, with the help of both Andrew and Jeff, we're trying to kind of diversify some of our offerings and make sure that we're connecting with not just our students here in Sitka in a way that's meaningful for them professionally, but also our distant students. And we're kind of looking to achieve that through a number of means, which I think we'll be able to unpack a little bit today.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, I mean, a grant is typically a boring topic, but that grant actually sounds fantastic. So well done explaining it there, making it interesting. And it sounds like it's doing important work here.
Definitely.
For the university. So this College to Career program, that's kind of what you're working on this final year of the grant. And maybe I can turn to Andrew at that point.
Absolutely.
And Andrew, can you fill us in a little bit on that program?
Yeah, absolutely. So our College to Career programming is broken down into four main groups. One is mentorship. The second is a seminar series, the third is a workshop series, and the fourth is office hours. I focus on the first three, and Jeff focuses on the last office hours,
great,
as well as contributing to the other three. So for mentorship, our idea behind mentorship is to connect students in UAS, as well as prospective students, to potential mentors in the community, with the idea that the mentors could benefit the students in gaining access to certain career paths and helping them develop professional skills. This is available through a investment we made in a website called mentorcity.com, where students and mentors can access and sign up right now if they would like.
So, and students in this, you mentioned distance students, Michael. So these aren't necessarily just for students that are physically here in Sitka connecting with people that are physically here in Sitka. Is it for people throughout all of Southeast, or how does that piece of it work?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for students. Any student who is involved in the University of Alaska system or would like to be involved in the University of Alaska Southeast system. So
sometimes a distant student might connect, I guess, electronically or?
Yeah, the Mentor City program effectively works as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
So the students as well as the mentors can get registered into the system. And then depending on the information they note in their profile, can be matched with one another. And then they can, through Mentor City, engage via video or messaging and kind of be able to build a connection via satellite if needed, or if they happen to be in the same physical space, use that as an opportunity to kind of connect and meet up for any kind of professional development.
Great. That sounds like a great program. Did you want to mention a URL with that, Andrew, so people knew how to connect to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are a mentor or mentee who would like to be involved in this program, you could sign up through tinyurl.com/UAS mentorship, where U, A, S, and M in mentorship are all capitalized.
Okay, great. So you are looking for people who might want to be on the mentoring side of things as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if people are interested in that, they can go to that platform. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So then the next piece is a seminar series.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
So the seminar series is where we plan on bringing a variety of industry specialists who work in industries which are related to the degree offerings which UAS Sitka provides, to speak to students about the challenges of their industries, the opportunities of their industries, just almost like a mini Southeast Conference panel of what's going on in their industry, where that's directed towards the students of UAS Sitka to talk about just the opportunities that students could provide as recent graduates into that industry.
So connecting with potential jobs even.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And these seminars are, I feel like I've seen that these seminars have been happening for a while, and I've seen ads for them in the paper, and so they'll be continuing. They usually happen over at UAS and open to most people can come to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nice thing about the grant is it allows us to extend our programming not just to students who are enrolled through the university system, but also to the community as well. So we want to make sure that people know that UAS is a place where you can come, where you can gather, and where you can learn, regardless of whether or not you're enrolled in a full-time degree program or taking some classes. So,
very cool. Yeah, some of those seminars looked very interesting over the last couple of years that I've noticed. And then the final piece that you work on, Andrew, is workshops. What can you tell us about that?
Right. So the workshops continue in the same vein as with professional development. The previous AmeriCorps who was in my position, Angie, she also was leading a workshop series, which mostly was focused on wellness programs. We're pivoting a little bit and changing the workshop's focus again on professional development and career development. The topics that we're going to be addressing are resume and cover letter building, networking, and interview skills, which will be rolled out over the next several months. We're also going to be bringing these workshops to communities around Southeast Alaska who could benefit from our assistance.
Oh, great. That sounds fantastic. I can think of people at many times throughout their lives who would need like work on cover letters, their resumes. Like that's definitely for the community. Well, I want to touch on the last point of this program, which Jeff, you cover, and that is office hours. I'm going to turn your mic back up.
Okay. Excuse me. Yeah, that's what I'm going to get to do. And it's kind of more, it's hands-on with young people. It's not necessarily college to career, but it could be high school to career. And we have kind of what I consider as a toolkit with a variety of different things. So I'll be doing some outreach. I'll have office hours. An example could be, we've talked about that, resumes, job application prep, interview skills, self-assessments. What are you interested in? This might help steer you in some directions. Social and workplace skills, because there's certain behaviors expected. And then one of my favorite is social media devices in the workplace and what you could or should do, and just a variety beyond there.
That sounds great. And is this one-on-one? So students come to you?
One-on-one, or it could be small group as well.
Okay.
And then we have a phone number.
Great, let's hear it.
You could call.
Yeah.
747-7774. You might get Michael.
Okay.
But he can take a message. We have email, too, if you want.
Sure, let's hear it.
You want mine?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. jjbudd@alaska.edu.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
I remembered it.
I think other people will be able to remember it as well. Well, just one more question about that, Jeff, before you give that microphone away. Like a student that's in high school could just be thinking like, oh gosh, I need to apply for college, or I think I want to go to college, but I'm not sure. Like they could call you.
They could, or trades too. And I think I want to make sure people understand we're not trying to duplicate any other services.
Sure.
Excuse me, that the schools are providing. We're trying to cooperate with them.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, did you want to?
Yeah, and so the nice thing about this grant is it's allowed us to cast kind of a wide net in terms of what it is we're doing and the kinds of people we're able to serve. And so whether we're working with someone who's not enrolled through the university, who's just in the community, or we're working with like a high school student, the idea is that we could just be thinking about our core programs and about some of the professions that are tied to them. So really it's just about helping people kind of like blaze a trail and identify how it is they're going to get to where they want to go.
Fantastic. That sounds great. I'm going to say that phone number one more time. So if people that are listening have questions, are interested, or want to get involved, and that's 747-7774. And thank you, Michael, Jeff, and Andrew, for coming in this morning and chatting on Raven Radio a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.
Raven Radio receives support from C-Mart Quality Foods, offering a wide selection of gourmet cheeses and specialty meats, including roasted chickens and ready-to-serve meats. C-Mart Quality Foods, located on Halibut Point Road and open all day, every day.
This is Bird Note. The autumnal equinox marks the midpoint between June's longest day and December's shortest day. We may hardly notice, but ancient cultures were closely attuned to the changes in the sun's daily patterns. In the Andes Mountains of South America, some peoples believed that a great bird played a role in those seasonal changes. According to legend, only the giant Andean condor, with its 10-foot wingspan, had the strength to lift the sun each morning and pull it back down each evening. Along its journey, the condor communicated with the sun god, who endowed the bird with healing properties. Some believed that eating the dried heart of a real flesh-and-blood condor would cure disease. We now know that the Andean condor doesn't have any God-given healing magic. Oh, but they are magical. These condors are the largest flying birds in the Western Hemisphere, traveling up to 200 miles in a day in search of dead or dying animals. They've been known to drag carcasses weighing 44 pounds. That's quite a cargo for this 30-pound condor, but nothing compared to dragging the sun up each morning and back down again each evening. Thanks for listening to Bird Note throughout the seasons. I'm Mary McCann.
Shh, don't tell anyone, but it's the Raven Radio Quiet Drive. Make a gift now before October 6th, and you will be entered to win a 7-day trip for two to the Caribbean or Mexico from Holland America Cruises. What a way to escape the winter weather and support your community station, KCAW. Give now online at kcaw.org.
The following is a statement by a candidate for Sitka Assembly. The same opportunity to make a statement has been offered to all candidates.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Mayasato. I am running for City and Borough of Sitka's Assembly. I have served on the Assembly from 2013 through 2016. That was my first term, and I ran again in 2017, and I was elected for a one-year term, and I served again. I am hoping to get elected this fall and serve another three-year term, as we do need experience on the Assembly, and there are many, many issues that we need to address, and I do believe that experience will matter when it comes to trying to help turn Sitka's economic and financial future around. There are a lot of things that we can do that should be getting done that are not. I would like to see us address the homeless here in Sitka, a drug and alcohol treatment program, affordable housing, and also to do what we can to attract business and financial investment into our community. I have served 20 years in the Alaska Army National Guard, and I have received the Combat Infantry Badge for my service in Baghdad, Iraq in 2005. I have also done 20 years in banking, and that is a lot of experience, and I've served on the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council from 2011 until 2017. I do believe that experience will help when it comes to addressing the issues that we face. I have never run for any office that requires people to vote for me without having been asked. And I do believe that right now there are people out there who would like to have my experience back on that assembly. It is a very fractured and a very divisive assembly that needs to have some common sense and some calming on there. I do believe that I'm that person that would be able to better fill that role, and I have lots of experience when it comes to the issues that we have before us. Thank you once again for your consideration for voting, and I would love to have your vote. Thank you. My name is Benjamin Mayasato.
The preceding was a statement from a candidate for Sitka Assembly. If you'd like to hear the candidate's statement again, you can visit our website at kcaw.org. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 1st.
Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is 8:31 on Monday, September 23rd, 2019. It's time to take a look at our marine forecast for Southeast Alaska outside waters. This was updated at 3:48 this morning. The synopsis reads, a gale force front is moving northeast into the East Gulf. A strong low will progress behind the front and enter the East Gulf by Monday evening before weakening on Tuesday. For Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe, there is a gale warning through late tonight. Today, southeast winds 40 knots, becoming south 35 knots, seas 17 feet. Rain early in the morning, then showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 23 feet. Showers in the evening, slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, west winds 25 knots, seas 20 feet, southwest swell. For Cape Edgecombe to Cape Fairweather, there is a gale warning through this evening. Today, east winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet. Rain early in the morning, then showers, slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, east winds 35 knots, becoming north 20 knots late, seas 19 feet, showers in the evening. Tomorrow, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 18 feet, southwest swell. For Cape Fairweather to Icy Cape, there is a gale warning through this afternoon. Today, east winds 35 knots, becoming northeast 30 knots in the afternoon, seas 13 feet, rain early in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Tonight, northeast winds 25 knots, becoming north 15 knots late, seas 15 feet, south swell in the evening. Tomorrow, west winds 15 knots, seas 15 feet, southwest swell. And now taking a look at the marine forecast for Southeast Alaska inside waters. This was updated at 3:50 this morning. For Icy Strait, there is a small craft advisory through late tonight. Today, east winds 15 knots, increasing to 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, east winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tomorrow, northwest winds 15 knots, east in the afternoon, seas 3 feet. For Cross Sound, there is a gale warning through this evening. Today, east winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 knots, seas 10 feet. Tonight, east winds 35 knots, diminishing in the evening, seas 12 feet. Tomorrow, east winds 10 knots, seas 13 feet, southwest swell. For Northern Chatham Strait, there is a small craft advisory through late tonight. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 knots, gusts to 45 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, south wind 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tomorrow, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And finally, in southern Chatham Strait, there is a small craft advisory through late tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, gusts to 45 knots, seas 6 feet, except 12 feet near ocean entrances. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet, except 15 feet near ocean entrances. And there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, south winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 knots in the afternoon, seas 4 feet, except 15 feet near ocean entrances. And coming up next, I will have the zone forecast for Southeast Alaska. Taking a look at the zone forecast for Southeast Alaska, this was updated at 5:24 this morning. For Sitka and Port Alexander, more rises on streams Monday through potentially Wednesday. Today, widespread rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, southeast winds to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, lows around 50, southwest winds to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, numerous rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, southwest winds to 15 miles per hour. For Tenneke Springs, more rises on streams Monday through potentially Wednesday. Today, rain, highs in the mid-50s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, numerous rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. For Pelican and Elfin Cove, more rises on streams Monday through potentially Wednesday. Today, rain, highs in the mid-50s, east winds to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, east winds to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow, numerous rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, southwest winds to 15 miles per hour. In Angoon, more rises on streams Monday through potentially Wednesday. Today, rain, highs in the mid-50s, southeast winds to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, south winds to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, numerous rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. In Cake, more rises on streams Monday through potentially Wednesday. Today, rain, highs around 50, southeast winds to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, widespread rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, light winds. And finally, in Yakutat, today, rain, highs in the mid-50s, northeast winds to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, scattered rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, light winds. Taking a look at our tide table for Sitka Sound for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. There was a low tide of 1.2 feet at 2:25 this morning. There will be a high tide of 7.1 feet at 9:19 this morning. We'll have a low tide of 4.7 feet at 2:24 this afternoon and a high tide of 8.8 feet at 8:27 this evening. The sun will rise at 6, or excuse me, the sun rose at 6:48 this morning and it will set at 6:57 this evening. That's a total of 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, which is a loss of 4 minutes and 48 seconds over yesterday. This morning on Raven News, we heard about a landslide on Sitka's Green Lake Road that caused a citywide power outage on Friday afternoon that lasted about 20 minutes. We also heard about seafood that was on the menu, literally, when industry leaders met Thursday in Sitka at Southeast Conference. Some of Alaska's newest legislators are concerned that deep budget cuts being pursued by the Dunleavy administration will starve the state's economy. And the moose hunting season is underway for the areas around Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. We heard all that on Raven News this morning. For a morning interview this morning, I was joined by Michael Mausbach, Andrew Gallagher, and Jeff Budd. They were in to talk a little bit about the college-to-career program. And if you have questions about that program and anything you heard on the morning interview, you can call them at 747-7774. Taking a quick look at our cruise ship calendar, the Mariner will be at Old Sitka Dock from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. with 700 passengers. And it looks like ships will be in port Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, but nothing on Friday and Saturday. And then the last ship of the season will be on Sunday, September 29th. It's just about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thank you for joining me this morning, and have a great day.
Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Steve Inske. People suffering from heart disease are often prescribed pills. A lot of pills. So many, in fact, that it can be a problem to take them all at the right times. The pill regimen becomes a barrier to effective treatment. So what if there was a poly pill which did it all in one? NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
The point is simplicity for patients. Instead of taking multiple pills, researcher and cardiologist Daniel Munoz with Vanderbilt University Medical Center says,
they are taking one gel capsule that delivers all four of these medications in one.
Three medications lower blood pressure. The fourth lowers cholesterol. Researchers wanted to know if this poly pill would make it easier for patients to stick with a regimen of medication.
Despite our advances in the treatment and prevention of cardiovascular disease, we know that those advances haven't reached everybody.
Especially patients who face barriers accessing medical